Maybe it's just me, but I'd rather be choking my chicken than having to listen to Dumpster Mouth tell me what body parts to eat.
Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Ahoy there, mateys, and welcome to the Kiki and Kibitz Below Deck Podcast. My name is Brianna, and I will be your bosun today. And I'm here with my chief stew, Jen, once again. How are you doing, Jennifer?
I am doing wonderful. The only person who calls me Jennifer, though, is my mother when I'm in trouble.
Well, get ready, because you in trouble now.
I am always in trouble here.
I have never called you Jennifer before. I don't know why that came out of my mouth.
Usually call me Jenny from the block.
You have nicknames too, so
I do.
And I was protest against the nickname. I demand to be called Bosun from now on.
Okay,
I will accept
Bosun.
Nothing else.
Okay, BB Bosun.
And there you have it. So how's everything going over there
in
Ohio?
Going well, I am drinking my Taste the Rainbow rum in honor of our rainbow unicorn floats, which scream, utterly scream opulence and class and five star, don't they?
Oh, Jesus. These people, we'll get into it.
We'll get into that.
I just think, like, okay, you're right. Money can't buy you clothes. Luann was right. And this
exactly.
is proof. This episode is absolute proof.
Exactly. She may have fallen in the bushes, but she's right.
She's right. Girlfriend's right. Anyway, yeah, this was fascinating. Mm-hmm. So, this was a good episode. And like you were saying to me earlier, this is like speed episode. The pace has picked up.
It really has. It felt so much different because it really did kind of, it was chugging a little bit and it was kind of like, okay, let's get to something. And this one, it was just like, bam, you're at lunch, bam, you're at dinner, you know, and it was like, holy cow.
Yeah, I was okay with that. I was. And I do think that Bravo and every other network, TLC comes to mind, they're stretching out the footage as much as they can because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I know. But like, I honestly think that this episode is how it should kind of go.
Right.
Let's have one episode per charter if possible. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to have like three episodes per charter.
Right.
Especially not
with
these fools.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So we start off and everybody's kind of wigging because there's still no new deckhand. They still haven't solved the Rachel walking off problem, and Cappy ain't happy, you know. He is really trying to get a replacement, and I would think they're in Antigua, so it's not like you're in like a port like San Juan or Miami or something where I would think it would be easier, you know. So him making those phone calls and getting that please hang up and try again. That voice anyway, I hope that's not a real person who does that. And that's like computer generated. Cause if she's for real, I'm sure everybody hates her guts and she doesn't know why. Because it just makes me so mad. I would have thrown my phone just like he did.
Why didn't he call Norma?
I wonder if Norma's only the med. Maybe she's only the
probably.
Med.
Probably. I doubt she can source the whole globe. At
right.
Once,
she could.
I know. Captain Sandy's got the Norma hookup.
Yeah.
Poor Captain Lee. He really, this did, like, I believe this was 100% real. There was no, like, Bravo magic here. Like, he looked exasperated and exhausted, you know, poor thing.
Yeah. He really did look frustrated. And last week, I tweeted last night because I missed it. And I watched it twice last week. And I didn't catch it until the third watch before the new episode aired, but he said, I must have kicked Buddha's cat in a past life.
Is that what he said? Yes. Where does he get this shit?
I have no idea. You know, when he did the cameo for John, he said that Marianne asked him all the time, and he goes, I don't know. It just comes out.
But he's a poet. Yeah. He's like a salty sea poet.
He's like an ocean version of Mark Twain instead of the Mississippi.
Big time. Well put. Caribbean. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, he said that in his book too, right? He said he's like, these things just come to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, he is a poet. Love you, Lee. Love you.
Yeah, but one of his problems gets solved. And we see our new deckhand, and I want to know your first impressions of Rob.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Do you really?
I do.
You know, I'm in love. I was in love. First of all, I don't know where did they even get him? Like, I don't remember the point where they're like, yes, we'll send a new deckhand your way. Like, suddenly there's this handsome man coming down the deck, and I'm like, who is this guy down the dock, really?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, who is this guy? I thought he might be the charter guest. But like, and then here comes Rob, and I'm like, okay, this guy's hot. And then he starts talking, and I was like, okay, he's super, super hot. You know?
Yeah.
I love him passionately. Like, he's
very cute. He's just, I don't know.
He's smart too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a geologist. Mm-hmm. I loved him. And when Eddie was asking him, like, where do you normally live? And he's like, usually I live in a tent out in the bush looking for gold.
Yeah.
Like, I love this guy.
With the shotgun. And I was just like, okay, I can see.
He's just everything. There's something in him for everyone, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got that. He's got that little awkward quality, but he knows it. And someone last night, I apologize for not remembering who, but somebody compared it to Colin, which is kind of true. Like that awkward kind of no game thing. But but he's like, got a more charisma to me,
and he's good looking. Yeah, sorry, Colin, but like Colin is like, I don't know, like Elise Slane from Real Housewives of New York says, marry a hot nerd. This guy's a hot nerd.
Yeah,
Colin's just a nerd. Sorry,
poor
dude.
Colin.
Yeah,
but he can rap.
I was just gonna say, but dude can rap. Yeah. But it's so funny because of the way they play this, right? Like Rob seems so normal, but I'm sure we're gonna be wrong. In 2 weeks, we're gonna be like, how could we have said he's normal?
Yeah.
Like last week, you're like, yeah, and you like Rachel.
Well, I like Rob too. I'm not getting any weird vibes off of him. And I could be wrong. I have been in the past, but you know, it seems like Eddie's just happy to get somebody else in that's not Shane. And I completely agree. Like I told you, a pet rock would be more efficient than Shane was, because at least it doesn't work to your detriment, you know?
But I swear, like all the women were like, you know, looking all puppy loved at him. Mm-hmm. But then if you saw Eddie's eyes, if you look at Eddie looked like he was already in love with him too. Honestly, his eye, he had like those, if he was a cartoon, he would have had those like stars in his eyes that were like,
yeah. Totally. I think he's just happy to have somebody. Like Rob's experience is with sailing yachts, but he still has a grasp and he knows, you know, there are going to be some distinct differences, but he gets it. And I think Eddie's thrilled to have somebody that he doesn't have to handhold through every step of it. So,
yeah, I hear you. But go back and look again. Tell me, people, am I wrong? Eddie's in love.
I'll watch it for a third time.
So poor Captain Lee is still trying to get a chef and he is panicking. And then we get like one of those awesome Lee-isms again, which is like, he's like 2.5 hours until pickup and I'm sitting here choking my chicken. I was like, how does he get away with saying stuff like that?
He totally can, and I laugh every time. It's you know, there are some things that would absolutely make me blush, but there's just something about the authenticity behind it,
yeah,
to me,
that the spontaneity,
just like, yeah, that just makes me laugh. He's very funny.
Yeah, and you know, Rachel, who, ugh, well, we'll get into Rachel, but like, mm-hmm. she says things that, like, later she says, "I got a fuzzy taco." That's mm-hmm. not that different from "I'm choking my chicken."
Yeah.
Somehow, mm-hmm. when she says it, she disgusts me and is filthy, and I'm the chick who says "fuck" every two words. When yeah. Captain Lee says it, somehow it's not even dirty. I love yeah. you, Captain Lee. I love you. I'll leave my husband for you.
It's funny because John and I have started calling Rachel Dumpster Mouth.
it works for me.
Yeah. She just, I don't know. There's just something about it.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend Susu today, and I just feel like it's kind of like a put on. Like, she came on to be the next Kate, you know, with the one-liners. And it's almost like a phrase generator, you know, almost like
that's funny.
what's going to be my next foul language t-shirt, you know, that's really that I can sell so? On Etsy. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it could
they come really fast to her.
Yeah,
I don't know, I think that's really who she is. And yeah, I am just disgusted, and people don't disgust me generally like that. I mean, mm-hmm. I well, men do a lot of times when they talk like that, but Captain Lee does not. But she yeah. offends me. Like, I am, honestly, I feel offended. Well, and nothing offends me like that.
Part of me was annoyed just in general because we see her walking down the dock, and we knew that she was coming back, and we said it last week yeah. on the podcast.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like we were surprised, but I was surprised by her demeanor. She was kind of... there was no puppy dog tail between.
No, she's like, doo, 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 know, it's a beautiful exactly. day. Mm-hmm. I know. So beautiful whole, day in the Caribbean.
Yeah. And are you back? Well, it's up to Captain Lee, kind of, you know, and very not, it didn't seem penitent to me.
Yeah.
It seemed like we missed a whole bunch of stuff. Like yeah. there was some production meeting off of camera that we yeah. missed, and we're getting the reenactment that has like yeah. half the emotion and half of the discussion.
Yeah.
Just
and we know they do that, right? Like yeah. we know that's a real thing with Bravo. Right. But you know, it's even more than that. My feeling about this is like that is the mark of an actual alcoholic. Mm-hmm. Where it's like they almost black out about their behavior, so the next day they're like, what did I do?
Well, she didn't blame it on alcohol at all. She blamed it on missing her boyfriend. She blamed it on
whatever,
not knowing how bad the coronavirus was and the preference she, and she was just done, and it was just all, her head was just all over the place is how she put it. And I'm like, yeah, your head was full of rosé. So
yeah, I mean, I don't care what's on your mind. Like, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter how messed up I am. Like, I've been feeling psychotic for the last week, but I never speak to anyone like that. Never.
Yeah.
I don't mm-hmm. know that I've ever told anyone. Well, I probably have told someone to go fuck themselves, but I had a good reason, I'm sure. And it certainly wasn't my boss, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Especially when, if you remember, she told Captain Lee to go fuck himself, and he didn't even say anything to her.
Right.
Yeah. Like, he did nothing. It wasn't like he did not. I hate.
Yeah. Me. It wasn't like he that. Triggered anything. He mm-mm. said anything.
No.
It was a reaction. She just looked yeah. him dead in the eye and said it. And
she's psychotic.
Yeah. I wasn't happy that she was back. I totally get Captain Lee's position. He really yeah. was in a bind. It's hard
right.
to find another chef. His other option was to cancel the charter.
Right.
And that means that the owner's going to have to refund the money. That yep. means that they're going to have to sit there for 4 days with nothing to do. And they're filming a reality show.
Yep.
And that
yep.
also means that the crew doesn't get any tip. So there's right. a lot of things to consider.
There's a lot of things at stake. Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah. people were giving him a little grief for taking her back. But
yeah,
it was kind of one of those things the catch 22 where you need a chef and the only chef that's there is the one that told you to go have carnal relations with yourself. So
carnal relations with yourself.
He was stuck doing it. He did admit that there was a part of him that would like to see her swing in the wind.
And yeah.
I wish it was like Cat 5 hurricane wind, but.
So a couple different things about this to me, mm-hmm. this whole, like, that's just what chefs do. Mm-hmm. That is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so much bullshit. Like, okay, so if chefs do that, then that's like saying, oh, okay, they're under a lot of pressure. Well, there are plenty of high pressure careers where people don't run around telling their bosses to go fuck themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't buy it. Your daughter's a chef. Tell me she's ever spoken to anyone like that.
No, she's never spoken to anybody. Not a thing. And her husband's a chef, and he hasn't spoken to anyone like that. This is this thing, and production added the montage of Leon and Ben.
Yep.
Let me remind people, Leon has never stepped foot in the Bravoverse again after right. his. You know, yep. he's banished to the Isle of Beef Cheeks right now. We have never seen nor heard from him. And right. Ben, they showed him in a snit, but he never walked off mid-charter. You know, he never left them in a lurch. In fact, he saved them multiple times from other crappy chefs right. that didn't work out. So it's not the same thing. And they're trying to make it like it's okay. And to me, it's not okay.
I can't stand prima donnas. There's a lot of people who need work right now. You know, a lot of people would take a whole lot of shit just to have a paycheck. So I'm not down with you, Rachel. And I tweeted on Twitter. I was like, hashtag Adrienne's always right. But like, we have heard that maybe she's not the coolest person in the world. And it's like, yep, I don't like it.
I did read Captain Lee's blog, and it was funny because he said something that I say a lot, that he really believes in second chances and redemption. And I usually spout that line a lot. And mm-hmm. for some reason, I just don't have it to give to her. And yeah, I get she's a great chef. I'm never going to argue with anybody.
Definitely.
And say she doesn't make great food. She does. Right. You know, but I feel like a trust was broken. I feel like a major line was crossed.
So I had said before a couple of things. And the second mm-hmm. thing I was going to ask you was, so I could not tell from this whether, I mean, she's like, I really need to prove myself. Is she coming back now for the rest? Or like, is she there for this one charter?
I think she's back for the rest.
Well,
you know. I really do. I honestly think that she knows that this could be a regular gig. And I think that she's a hothead. And I think that she probably, I don't know this for a fact, but she could have gotten on the phone with Kate, you know, or, you know, with production. And you don't know.
I'm a hothead. Okay, mm-hmm. Brianna, I am a hothead. Mm-hmm. She is psychotic. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a really big difference. Like, there's a giant gap between being a hothead and being someone who's so disrespectful that, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, we should move on from that. Yeah. I could bitch about her all day. Definitely. Yeah,
definitely could. So. But we're going to move on to other people whining. And this is... Right. Francesca is having a meeting with the interior to let them know what these new charter guests are looking for, mm-hmm. what they're going to have to plan for. And at the end of the meeting, she excuses Aisling and says she wants to have a one-on-one with Elizabeth. And I really wanted to gouge my eyes out because I'm so sick of this.
You're like, this is where my bathroom break is.
Exactly. It's like, they're so boring and it's just redundant. It's the same thing every stinking time. Like, this is what I expect you to do. And, oh, I'm sorry I haven't done that, but I promise that I'm going to show you that I can do that. And then she forgets and doesn't do that. And it's the same. It's been the same thing the whole season. Yeah. It's annoying.
I don't even think it's forgets. Like, her standards are so freaking low that it's like there's a really big difference. Like, she thinks that Francesca is unfair. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Francesca's like, yo, do you know how much it costs to come on this damn yacht? Like, no, this is not just like average service. This is supposed to be the very best you've ever had in your life.
Right.
Like, you can't just forget shit. Like, it's, you know, I'm not down. Yeah. Plus, she apologizes constantly, but who cares?
Right. Apologies mean nothing to me. I said that last week. If it's not followed by action, exactly. I don't care. It's just words.
Absolutely. It's just words.
She can get as many people on the crew on her side as she wants. It doesn't matter to me. I can stand all by myself in this and still nobody's going to sway me. I think she's lazy, you know, and
she's entitled.
Yeah. I think she doesn't listen and I think she plays the victim. So,
yep. I agree. So let's get back to Rob.
Let's get back to Rob.
Forget about Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. So, and here comes the best line, right?
Right. I love this so much. It's like, I come from a long line of pirates and hookers, and it was what I was meant to be. and then he stops and he goes, no, that's the truth.
I love him.
I love him so much.
I know. Where can I meet Rob?
I don't know.
I was saying over the weekend after I interviewed Usman from 90 Day Fiancé, I was like, I love him. I'm going to run away with him. Well, now I want to run away with Rob, too.
Yeah.
Can I run away with both of them?
Yeah, they're all too young for me, but he really
I don't care. Do not care. This is my fantasy life, not reality. Yeah,
but he called himself a nerdy Indiana Jones, and I love that so much.
I'm in love with him. Awesome. And then he said grandpappy. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is he, a cartoon character? My grandpappy.
If he is,
people don't say that in real life, do they?
In my neck of the woods, yes, they do.
No, you've heard people say that?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
I put on my civilized voice for you.
That's funny. So, yeah, Rachel, we hate her, but man, that food.
Yeah.
I just heard the menu, and I was like, I'm super hungry now. I want lobster.
Yeah, she was knocking it out. When we were talking before about it being sped up, the provisions only got there like 20 minutes before the guests did. And it didn't make sense to me. I know that she just got back, but I thought that we've heard from other crew members that we've interviewed that the provisions are ordered ahead of time. So
yeah, but if the chef's not there, then
so maybe because if they were going to cancel the charter, they didn't.
Yeah, that was my thought. Like, there was no chef there to order the provisions. At least that was my impression. I mean,
I honestly
don't know for sure. That was my thought. Yeah. And then she mentioned the magic words, which were homemade marshmallows. And then I just forgot. I forgave everything.
Yeah.
There's nothing I love more than homemade marshmallows. Have you ever had them?
I have never made homemade marshmallows.
No. I have. I was surprised that she was like, oh, it's easy. Because when I made them, one time Dylan and I made them, my son made them for Christmas presents for people. Mm-hmm. And it took like 2 days because you have to dry them.
Oh, okay.
They have to dry them. Mm-hmm. But maybe she's got some special trick. But like, yeah. Do you guys have Whole Foods in Ohio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Whole Foods often carries those like special homemade craft marshmallows. Oh my God.
I really don't like marshmallows. The time I eat them is in s'mores. And, you know, we do those.
Well, that's what they were for.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they were for.
Yeah,
but they were like lavender and rose water marshmallows.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like frou-frou. I
just want to have like lobster and homemade marshmallows for my entire diet from here on to the rest of my life.
You're way schmancier than me. I'm like,
I'm really not.
I'm like, give me chicken tenders and French fries and I'm fine.
I just don't eat carbs.
So the guests,
fancy stuff.
Yeah, the guests show up, and they are over the top, I will say that, but they didn't come off as badly to me as the preference sheet made them. And I get the feeling you feel differently about that.
No, well, I mean, I get what you're saying. And I mean, who knows? Now we've heard from, you know, from the insiders that like maybe the preference, like maybe that's all about production, these crazy preference sheets. And like maybe that's just like the Chinese menu that you can, you know, choose from. Right. But like, are you fucking kidding me with those outfits? I hate them.
I do not understand suit jackets with shorts. I don't get it. Not
only that, they had like rainbows on them. Like, I'm sorry. I live in Northern California near San Francisco. It's not like I haven't been around gay people, because that is not a gay thing. That is a tacky motherfucking like affected thing. You know, just for the rest of America, like, please don't associate that with gay people, because gay people are just normal people. This is some kind of crazy, like, we're on Broadway, or like, I don't know who these people think they are, but like, that is,
it was odd to me. I'm not a fashionista, but it just looked weird.
That was not fashion. That was a costume. And then, people do not dress like that, even in San Francisco, in like the gayest parts or West Hollywood. And I've hung in these neighborhoods. Like, don't do that to gay people. You just make them look bad, you know? Because I can see middle America feeling like, oh, that's what gay people are like. No, they're not. Gay people are normal people.
Right. But he came up and he was all like, I'm Brian with a Y. Remember that? And I'm just like, why? Am I going to spell your name?
Who fucking cares? I'm going to change the spelling of my name. Because Brianna is the feminine form of Brian. So now I'm going to just, I'm going to add a Y.
You're going to be Brianna with a Y. Brianna
with a Y. Don't forget it.
Okay. And then his friend was like, I'm Wick, like the candle.
Okay, whatever. Get over your fucking self. I know. But did you hear the music? I'm always laughing at the music on these shows. Yeah. And it was all like, it was practically like Jaws music.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you get this pretentiousness, you get the outfits and whatever.
Yeah.
And then like you get Izzy.
Izzy.
Who's immediately in love with them. And
right.
It's like, you know, they're like little gay teddy bears and they're like posing in the, like it was a closet. And he was like, this is going to be my selfie closet. And like, you know, it was just,
fucking hate them. Hated them from jump. Except the only thing I could relate to was when he's like, chocolate? Ooh, more chocolate. Chocolates? That could be my mantra for life. Like, that's all I really need. Lobster, chocolate, like, homemade marshmallows.
Yeah, it was goofy and over the top, but they seem congenial. They seem nice and happy. There was a moment that...
Oh, we'll see.
That really annoyed me. And they were on top and they were looking down and they were waving at the people in the other boats. And the guy was like, plebeians. And I was okay, if you're going to try and act like you're above the little people, pronounce plebeian properly, you know?
Right.
Know what you're saying so you don't look like a freaking moron.
Well, he is a moron. Yeah. And that is the bottom line. So that was my takeaway. He's a moron. He's a pretentious moron. He has terrible, like, he has the most terrible. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to stop bitching about him. He made my blood pressure go up.
But we went, and like I said, this episode is like snapping through. We went from them getting the boat tour to almost immediately they're at lunch, you know. And she really, Rachel was kind of quiet through this, and she was really focused on banging the food out, and she did a great job. I will give credit where it's due. I try and stay objective. You know, it was an amazing lunch. They all loved it. So
I have to say that charter went faster than this podcast is going.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. And we don't even have commercials. So there you go.
Right.
Exactly. And then the guests say, I want him for dinner towards mm-hmm. Eddie. Yeah. And I was like, it is not okay to objectify people. I don't care what their gender yeah. is. It's not okay mm-hmm. to like eat sushi off of people. It's not mm-hmm. okay to make people wear a budgie smuggler.
Yeah.
None of mm-hmm. that stuff is okay with me.
Yeah, it did take me right back to Charlie, you know, with James. That kind of bugged yeah. me.
That's gross.
Know? Yeah. So I don't like it.
Hey there, beautiful people. This is Brianna, co-host of the Kiki and Kibitz Below Deck and 90 Day Fiancé podcast. I wanted to tell you a little bit more about Beauty Society today. For example, did you know Beauty Society is a woman-owned company and they're very focused on sustainability? Anytime you buy a refill from Beauty Society, they'll plant a tree in your honor. How cool is that? Anyway, the holidays are upon us, and I wanted to recommend some great little stocking stuffers from Beauty Society. They've got a lovely line of scented luxury lip balms. Love those. They got some cute little facial brushes for washing your face and applying foundation, and they're all at reasonable prices. What's more, if you order with the Kiki and Kibitz coupon code, you'll get a free sample. Head on over to beautysociety.com/Kiki and Kibitz. That's beautysociety.com/KIKIANDKIBBITZ. Happy holidays.
And Francesca is very upset with Elizabeth. She thinks she's low class, and mm-hmm. and her proof is that she's pouring wine by the neck.
Yeah, it did look like me after I've had like too many glasses of wine, I think. and with the white glove on top of it, right. It like added that extra special something's wrong with this picture kind of feel.
I think Elizabeth should go on Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Mm-hmm. She's about yeah. that caliber.
Yeah.
And by the way, when Rob was talking about being on sailing yachts, like, mm-hmm. why you gotta say, like, I never heard, you know, sailing yachts called sailing yachts before. They're like sailboats. They're like yachts. Mm-hmm. There's, I don't know. Now every time I hear that, I think of Below Deck Sailing Yacht, and it just makes right. me sad. I don't yeah. know why I brought that up.
Well, there's a difference between a sailboat and a sailing yacht. So
I agree. It's size.
Yeah.
Still, like,
size matters.
Size trust, matters when it comes to the yachts, baby. So anyway, the only thing that's equal to the classiness of their suits is their taste in water toys.
Ugh. Those. Honestly, doesn't Dorinda have one of those giant unicorns in her pool in the Berkshires?
I do not know. I don't remember. I might have blocked it out.
Her or Bethany or something. I've seen them before. And it's just tacky. And they ordered them specifically for these charter guests because okay. they wanted them. Eddie was like, oh, unicorns, you know, when he gets the box of them. But they named them Bruno and Deborah, which was like the most random names I think you could pull out.
Maybe it's an in-joke and it's some people they know, maybe. Bad bosses they've had or something yeah. like that.
But it was maybe just... The whole thing was just very weird. It's like you've got these jet skis and the sea bobs and all of these cool expensive toys,
right?
And you're gonna lounge on a rainbow unicorn. It was just very weird to me.
These people did that for the show. That's my yeah. feeling. I mean, like we've heard from like Charlie. He was like, "Well, they told us to be as outrageous as possible and be as demanding." Well, I'm not sure that that's true about the demandingness, but I might imagine that they're like supposed to be as outrageous as possible.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we're hearing finally about the coronavirus and like this mm-hmm. you know, imminent, coming closer and closer. And mm-hmm. I thought it was hilarious when Eddie was doing his Trump impression.
Yeah, he like, actually did a pretty good one.
He did. Everything is great here. We have nothing to worry about. I can't even do it.
Yeah.
Especially after how much I've drunk rum at this point. You're so yeah. bad for me. You're a terrible influence. I blame it all on you.
Oh yeah. I'm the influence. Okay.
It's you.
We'll it's go with you. That, people. Yeah. That's so we've got James and Elizabeth flirting with each other, and I don't know. I know.
I hate them. I hate everyone on this episode. Yeah. I'm not mad, but I hate them all.
Yeah, this is gonna be a thing. We see it in the previews. It's gonna be a thing, but it's just like I don't know. There's just no chemistry to me there. It's like, okay, we're two people and we're both hot. We might as well hook up. It's not like there's anything between them. It's not like they have anything in common. She's hippy dippy. He's like a narcissist. You know, there's nothing.
I don't know. She could be a narcissist too.
Well,
like, I don't like it. And this whole like later, you know, they're on the beach and she's like, mm-hmm. Well, you know, Prometheus, he brought fire into the air. And it's like, who are you, bitch?
That's like what we're doing for these people.
Right. Is she from California? Because if she is, I really, mm-hmm. these people are giving us a bad name. We are not all like this. I swear to God. I am not carrying any kind of crystals in my bra right now. Anyway, well, I don't like it.
we'll move on from Liz from the Crystal Brock land, and we're at dinner.
With
the Crystal Brock land. She's just like the queen of the Crystal Bra people. I don't know.
Oh, bra. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was like, where's that? Where's Crystal Brock land?
Sorry, it's the realm I'm starting to slur. Okay. So we're already at
my
dinner.
Ears are slurring. Is that a thing?
It is now. We're at dinner and it's Mardi Gras and it's over the top tacky. And Francesca even says, you know, this table is a little much. And Ashling is like, well, so are they. You
know? True that.
And they have these like Flava Flav, like money gold chains. You know, Jesus. It was the goofiest. But the meal, honestly, it really was pretty amazing. Rachel really did. Like the glasses where, or the jars where she had the andouille sausage and then put like the smoke in the jar for the aroma. That was pretty creative and pretty clever. So, again, I have to give her props, even though I hate to.
Yeah, and I'm, like, not down with, like, the crawfish and stuff, but, like, mm-hmm. still.
He loves crawdads. Oh, I made that.
I think normal people do. I'm just, I don't know what my issue is. I love lobster, but something mm-hmm. about that bothers me. But the gazpacho was all orange and weird, and it looked like sea urchin. Have you ever seen like sea urchin, like a mm-mm. sushi place? Mm-mm. Yeah. If you cut that, so a lot, you know, out here in California, where mm-hmm. we're all so cool, people eat like mm-hmm. sea urchin sushi. And when you cut mm-hmm. the top off a sea urchin, it looks exactly like that gazpacho.
Yeah.
Side note.
Yeah.
I don't know why I felt it was important to bring that up.
you're the food and fashion person. That's why.
I do not care. Am I? Oh my God.
Yeah,
I tell you this. No one would ever who knows me like would think I'm a fashion person. I wear nothing but like ripped jeans and t-shirts.
But you notice all of
I
this
notice stuff. Them. That's
but
for sure.
I did notice something that you didn't notice this episode. And that was that there was no plastic baby in the king cake. Nobody got the plastic baby.
And I was like, what the hell is a king cake? And what are we talking about? Please explain.
Yeah, okay.
Explain for the people.
Okay. In my first marriage, my mother-in-law then was Catholic. And we always had a king cake on Fat Tuesday. And they're supposed to commemorate. You can have them anywhere between January 6th and Fat Tuesday. It's supposed to commemorate when the wise men finally arrive on their trip to visit newborn baby Jesus. And so, like, in Portugal, they would put a bean in the cake. But there was this guy who had a bunch of plastic babies in Louisiana and decided to market it and put them in the cake, and it became this thing. So you bake a plastic baby in with the cake, and whoever gets that slice, and it depends on who you talk to. Some people say they're king for a day, you know, for that day specifically. And other people say it represents luck and prosperity, you know. So it depends who you talk to. But there
was a king cake?
Yeah, it was a king cake. Okay. It was a homemade king cake. Yep.
How did you know it was a king cake? Just because it was on Mardi Gras?
Well, Well, they said it, and you can tell king cakes are very sloppy looking. They're not attractive cakes. They're just like, it looks like a bundt cake, and then yeah, it's got a bunch of ice. It's got a bunch of icing on it. So, yeah, usually purple and yellow icing. Yeah.
That's if anyone takes anything away from this podcast today, it's that I want cake.
Yeah. And bake a plastic baby in it. Those are the two things.
Take any fucking cake. I just want carbs. Is that too much to ask for?
Get off keto, dang it.
Oh, okay.
Move on from cake. And yeah, I need to know, I have been ride or die for Izzy. You know that since she went on the exterior, I have been like in love. I think that she's got a great sense of humor. I love her Bickerson's relationship with James. This was the first episode where she disappointed me because she was really kind of being a cheerleader for Elizabeth and all rah-rah for her. And I get that she didn't get along with Chess and that's why she wanted to move to the exterior. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like if Liz's failures reflected poorly on her, mm-hmm. that she wouldn't be acting this way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but Rachel likes her too. I get the feeling that outside of the cameras, she's a very likable person because mm-hmm. everyone seems to actually really like her.
Right.
I mean, I'd hate to manage her, but mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know. Just can't say.
I think you can keep it separate. I think you can like somebody, but also be realistic about what their capabilities are. And to me, Elizabeth has proven over and over that she's a slacker and she doesn't work very hard. And I don't see what encouraging that does. So this is my only, has been my only disappointment with Izzy.
I don't like people who won't work hard. And I don't like people who, because I work my fucking ass off day and night and weekends for you people. No, I mean, I have a full-time job. I work long hours and then we spend all our off time podcasting and doing all this stuff. But like, so I don't know. There's something in me that associates hard work with integrity, and that's you know, it's not right, but I don't like entitledness. And like the stuff that Francesca wants from her is just the stuff she expects from everyone else, right? And I don't know why Elizabeth feels like it's too much for her.
Yeah, and the way that she flips everything bugs me too, because she was up until 1:45 pretty much vacuuming confetti, which that doesn't take that long. And you look up and there's all those lights and decorations that she can't even see. It's like, okay, stop and do a tree pose and keep your eyes open. And you can see that there's all these lights you need to take down. And she turned it into Francesca being mad at her for staying up too late. When it was really, Francesca was like, why were you up that late when you didn't get everything done?
Right. You spent all this time, but you didn't produce.
Right.
Exactly. She's inefficient. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I mean, I always say this when people start complaining about work. I'm like, that's why they call it work.
Yeah.
It's not like you're not there for fun, honey.
And I'm sitting there watching her affirmations in the morning. And I believe in setting intentions and I believe in affirmations and whatever. But you got to follow through. You 100%. Know, it's not magic. You don't say the things and it's not just wishful happens.
Thinking. Yeah.
You know, you have
set an intention, then get your ass in gear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like what she ends up doing is the opposite of what she says her intentions are. Yep. You know, like I don't want negativity, but I'm going to go and talk to everybody about how awful Francesca
exactly. is. She does. It's not just like she's exactly. I know.
Like, okay, with the sheets. Okay.
Yeah.
Francesca clearly said that the master sheets needed to be changed. She didn't say it wasn't vague. There was no interpretation. It's the primary wants the sheets in the master changed. And yeah. Elizabeth changes all of the sheets, which not only makes extra work for her.
Well, she didn't. Aisling did.
Well, no, Elizabeth changed the sheets and she brought them all to Aisling to do in the laundry.
Oh, so, I see.
So Elizabeth gave herself extra work, which kept her from being able to service, you know, be on service and attend to the guests. Then she gave Aisling extra work by, you know, having to do all of this extra laundry that wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. So her screw ups aren't just affecting her. You know, they're making more work for everybody. And it's just annoying to me.
She's in the wrong business. She should go mm-hmm. be a Reiki master.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Let's just move on from her. I'm sick of talking about her for real. Mm-hmm. Can we just talk about Captain Lee's breakfast?
Yeah. Okay. French toast. About,
yeah, I want mm-hmm. fucking French toast and cake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
You need to start eating before we podcast.
Did we not just start? We were just talking about how my jeans fit.
So he has this French toast, and it must have like infused him with superpowers because they're putting the slide up, and the slide is completely upside down, and it's already half inflated. And so Eddie takes this dive off the side of the boat, and he actually did land on the leg of the slide.
That was scary, though. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, but then he made the jump for the rope and missed. So Captain Lee climbs over the rails, and he's like, went full on Spider-Man and like gets the line that he needs so they can adjust everything, and then climbs back over the rails all with his bruised ribs. And I'm like, you know,
broken ribs, not even bruised. Yeah. Like,
what can't this dude do?
That's what hard work looks like, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. You know, suck it up, Buttercup. I agree with you. And he's in his 60s, you know, it's not like he's in his 30s, like Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Anyway, so then we move on to like James on the deck with Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And this also, see, James and Elizabeth totally deserve each other because neither of them think work is, you know, there's any virtue in it.
Right.
And James is like, he loves Rob. And his reason is he's like, he's only been on the yacht for 2 hours. And I already love him more than everyone else. He doesn't take the job too seriously. What does that say about him? And what does that say about everyone else? I'll tell you what. Values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think, honestly, I think that Rob is a good guy. I think that James expects something from Eddie that Eddie can't do. Eddie's the bosun. You know, he can't be the cut-up deckhand.
Yeah.
You
know,
there
he can't
be
your buddy and then still get the work out of you, is my feeling.
Right, exactly. So I don't think... and Izzy has been... not taking it seriously, and she's been, you know, bickering back and forth with him like in a fun way. So I think all of his everybody takes this too seriously, it is an overgeneralization.
Well, yeah, and I think there's a really big difference between like when you say taking things seriously, I think you can take your job very seriously, work very hard at it, but still keep your sense of humor around about you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I do that too. I'm always joking at work. I joke wherever I am, you know, because you want to keep the atmosphere positive and upbeat, but like work your butt off. Again, I'm back to this whole work. Your work is equal to your integrity.
Right.
I sound like a boomer. I'm not a boomer.
I do feel like James gets his work done. I mean, last week we saw him washing the same spot over and over, which was kind of
That's Elizabeth level shit.
Yeah, yeah. But most of the time he does get the work done. I just don't know what he expects out of this. I hope that Rob ends up being a positive and ends up making me like James more, because right now I tune him out. He's like Charlie Brown's teacher. You know, when he talks, yeah. I'm playing Candy Crush or tweeting or something else, because I don't want to hear it. It's just,
I don't like him.
Yeah.
I just like this episode, like every other person, I was like, I hate them. I hate these guests. I hate James. I hate Elizabeth. But then I was saying too, like, I hate them all, but it's not like watching Below Deck Sailing Yacht or like last season of Below Deck Mud. I hate them, but like not in the way where like I'm angry and I don't want to watch.
Yeah.
I'm irritated.
No, I'm not angry at any. Rachel's probably the only person I've been angry at.
Yeah, because she's disgusting.
Yeah.
She's disgusting.
But at the same time, again, the food, and she did that low country boil. You know, and I thought,
what is that? I've never even heard of that.
Okay, it's kind of like a clam bake, that kind of thing. It's seafood. It's just this is not my world. I'm not a seafood person, but it's to me, it seemed like the same kind of Cajun type food that they had the previous night on Mardi Gras. So,
what is low country?
Swampland, I thought.
I don't know either, actually.
I don't know that that's right, but that's what I assumed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hungry. When this podcast's over, I'm gonna go eat.
Even during that, like, I used to think Rachel's one-liners were funny, and during that one, you know, she had the, I could handle my own clams.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. I had in my notes, people, it's like, yuck, 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 like five lines of yuck. It's just disgusting. I don't like it. And I also, here's a thing. I don't like disgusting names for women's private parts. I don't want to hear anything that has like some kind of seafood odor, reference. Like any of these things, I just don't like it. She's disgusting. She can go fuck herself. I'm like too, like an empty stomach, too much rum, but like Rachel, go fuck yourself.
Okay, we'll move off the hot-tempered chef, and we will move on, because I need to ask you a question, because I am battling within my own brain. Do you think Francesca put Liz in charge of the bonfire so she could prove herself? Or do you think she put her in charge of it so she would fail and Captain Lee would fire her at the end of the charter?
Okay. Alternative theory to just get her away from her for a couple of hours.
Ah, that's a good one. I hadn't even
just
seen
like, this. Go away.
This is why I need you. I hadn't even thought about that. I'm thinking.
And here I was, thinking you needed me just to legitimize your drinking binge.
Yeah.
No, I would do that too. I'd be like, can you just go to the beach? Just go away.
Yeah. But she, like, if it had been that she was trying to set her up to fail, she was successful, because she only brought one bottle of rosé for eight people.
What the fuck? Yeah. Although I was like, they keep talking about rosé and they keep talking about champagne. And I want to be clear, those things are not the same.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Champagne only comes from the Champagne region of France.
Yeah, right? And it's not like pink, like rosé. Rosé.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why am I getting technical on this?
I don't know. We drink rum. We don't care. But honestly, though, I did think to myself that we drink more rum than that in one podcast.
Totally.
There's only two of us.
No question. I know. Imagine if we were in one room. How much could we finish?
It would be sad. John would have to distill every weekend for
us. That's true. I know, if I come visit you guys in Ohio, he's gonna have to prep for like a few weeks.
Definitely. But while they're there, you talked about the Prometheus thing before. But she's just a giant.
Where
weirdo.
Does she get this shit?
I don't know.
She's like Prometheus. He was giving fire to civilization.
I think
and
it's
that's
her
like
way
what we're
to
doing.
Show. I think it's her way to show that she's not an airhead. Like she knows historical.
Girlfriend, you know, it's not working.
Myths and legends.
You're a fucking
and
airhead. And yeah. Stop giving Californians a bad name. Some of us work really hard. Actually, though, it's definitely, okay, I'm going to just leave
but
it there.
But then she got all upset because Francesca and Aisling decided, well, Francesca asked Captain Lee first. It's not like they just went ahead and did it. But asked if they could go down the slide, that she really wanted to go in the water. The guests weren't on the boat. We've had this happen before. It happened on Below Deck Med, you know, where the people on the boat got to play with the water toys while the other people were working on shore. So this isn't like some new thing, but, you know.
I know, but Elizabeth turns it into, oh, I'm such a victim. If I was there,
well,
we could have never
but
gone
But Izzy
swimming.
Egged it on, though. Like, are you upset? She's the one who told her, you know, Francesca and Aisling just went in the water. It was just on the radio. Are you upset by that? And it was just kind of like poking the bear and giving her more to complain about. Like, she doesn't complain enough already. It was just... I don't know.
Why were they going down the slide in their uniforms? They're like
I don't know. I guess they had to change out. I guess they had to change out anyway for when the people got back. So
still though, like going in the water with your clothes on. I don't know why this is what I fixated on. There's those fashion details again.
But we are at the end of the show. They're still having the bonfire on the beach. They're loving the rosewater marshmallows. And Francesca, with her wet hair, is talking to Captain Lee about what's going on with Liz. And, you know, she brings up that she didn't take down the decorations. She brings up the champagne like it's the big hootie do. And Captain Lee just kind of leaves it with I'm sorry. That's a me. I don't know that anybody else says that. That's my own family makes fun. My own family makes fun of me for saying that. They're like, "What is that even?"
It's
me?
True. You're like the female version of Captain Lee. The much less dirty. Hootie too. Sorry.
But he's talking to her about the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
I get it.
Whether or not they should replace her. Now, we know there's only a couple charters left because of the coronavirus. I don't think Liz is going anywhere, personally. People think that there's a shot at it. We saw in the previews that she goes on the group trip to like the donkey sanctuary that they're going to. we saw her
donkey sanctuary.
Well, that's what it looked like. Like Captain Lee put on like a Shrek voice.
I'm
so like,
drunk.
Are you ready to see the donkey? And like,
can donkeys have a sanctuary?
I don't know. Like, you know how they went to the elephant sanctuary?
Yes, but those are elephants. They're like endangered.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Please continue. I missed this. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, like we didn't have enough asses already on this show. We're going to a donkey sanctuary. And we see her on that because she's sitting next to Captain Lee in the van. And then we see her and James making out in the hot tub. So I honestly don't think she's going anywhere.
Ew.
But
I don't know.
It bugs me, but I just don't see it happening. With everything that is going on with Corona, you did ask if this was filmed in February, and
Well, just because it was Mardi Gras, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't sure if it was like it's just a random theme party or if it was actually, you know, in that time.
No, it started February 12th, so We're what, like four charters in?
I don't know. Seems like 100.
This is probably the end of February, So, but we'll
want to watch him and her. I don't want to see James and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
They both annoy the crap out of me.
Yeah.
They're just everything wrong with the world, those two.
Yeah. But they're the only thing going on as far as a boatmance. You know how production loves a boatmance. And unless Rob can, you know, get Francesca going, he doesn't have a really big time frame to do that. So
why don't we ever have gay boatmances? Have you ever noticed that?
Well, because I don't think we've had two gay guys on the same boat.
Yeah, but like even with the guests, you know, we're going to like have the gay people on and turn them into cartoon characters with their ridiculous outfits. But like,
Brian and his partner were taking selfies at the sunset, you know, and they were coupled up and he was like, put it in night mode. And it's like it automatically goes to night mode. And yeah, so yeah, I think Bravo is a lot more progressive than other channels when it comes to that.
Yeah, but I mean, say that, but like, mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know, I'm sort of feeling like TLC is even more progressive than them.
Well, and I'm not saying they're not taking over, because they really
are.
No,
I know. I hear you. Yeah. I just like, I would like to, I don't know, I feel like on the yacht, let's see some, you know, less like stereotypical heterosexual boatmances. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or threesomes, or I don't know. Anything different.
And as they, because we finally, I mean, Josiah was the first male stew we saw. And usually they kind of don't intermix with their own department, you know? So it does make
gender wise. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a lot more female, like deckhand bosun people.
We have had more female exterior than we've had male interior. Josiah is the only one I can think of. So
I can't think of shit at this point. Tell you.
Right. Yeah. I am super drunk. I am at the end of my glass of rum. We're at the end of the show.
I was trying not to like slurp the end of it.
And we are also, folks, at the end of the year. And we will not be here next week. We are taking some time off to be with our families. We will definitely be back in the new year. We don't want you to forget about us. We'll be back We'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll just combine the two episodes into one super episode.
Jen pointed out that this is the first time we've taken a break since literally since 2019.
Right.
So sorry about that, but tweet us.
Yeah.
Message us. We're still here for you. We love you.
Right. If 2020's taught us nothing, it's that we need to like spend time with family. We need to appreciate the blessings we have. And we're going to take a week off to do that.
So. Yeah. So but happy we'll be Hanukkah. Back. Mm-hmm. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa.
There's, all the things.
Yeah, all of the
Feliz
things.
Feliz Año Nuevo. We love you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all the love this year. You guys have been awesome.
Yep. And we're drunk, so if you wanna leave,
we're
us
drunk, so we're gonna start crying any minute.
Yeah, we're gonna cry. And we're gonna
love you guys, man.
We love you so much. Leave us a review and a five star rating.
Those things. And also, you might notice we're starting to do video episodes on YouTube and Instagram. Mm-hmm. So go share the love there too, and don't make fun of me. Because I'm the only one who's been on.
Nobody's gonna make fun of you. You're gorgeous. You guys probably aren't gonna see me until I get a better camera that doesn't make me look as old as I am. So
yeah, it's all about the ring light, Jen. I'm telling you.
Well, anyway, we wish you a blessed rest of the year, and we'll see you all next year. Thank you so much for listening.
Peace out.
Bye, guys.